Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chris Codiroli. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Nelson Simmons. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Juan Berenguer. And now, play ball. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin strikes out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Collins steals second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Behringer covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bochy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Bochy reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bochy moves to third. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Behringer has Bochy trapped. He runs over and tags Bochy for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murphy. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Whitaker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Gibson moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gibson moves to third. One out. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to second. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. Gibson scores. Parrish moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Bergman moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Rick Langford now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Bochtie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochtie is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bochtie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Behringer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Young now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Murphy reaches third base with a triple. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Brookins moves to second. Two outs. Keith Atherton now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 3 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Griffin reaches third base with a triple. Phillips goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Tigers. Bill Scherer now pitching. Steve Henderson pinch hits for Mike Davis. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Griffin scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scherer fields it and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to second. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jeff Kaiser now pitching. Steve Henderson now playing right field. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Gibson moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans bunts towards the mound. Kaiser fields it and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to third. Parrish moves to second. One out. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons is walked intentionally. Barbaro Garby pinch hits for Dave Bergman. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Garby reaches second base with a double. Gibson scores. Parrish scores. Simmons goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Steve Mura now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford juggles the ball. That's an error on Lansford. Garby moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-4 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Garby scores. Lemon moves to third. Brookins moves to second. It's 9-2, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Brookins moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. It's 10-2, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Whitaker scores. Trammell moves to second. It's 12-2, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Evans reaches second base with a double. Two runs are unearned. It's 14-2, Tigers. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo pinch hits for Dwayne Murphy. Doug Flynn now playing second base. Kirk Gibson now playing center field. Marty Castillo now catching. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Picciolo moves to second. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Picciolo moves to third. Lansford moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Picciolo scores. Lansford moves to third. Two outs. It's 14-3, Tigers. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 14, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.